Well, Amnesty International has slammed Saudi Arabia for handing down a harsh verdict to a leading Shia cleric in the country. Sheikh Tawfiq al-Amr has been given an 8-year jail term and a 10-year travel ban. He's also been barred from delivering religious sermons. The rights organization says the court ruling is proof of a disturbing pattern of harassment and discrimination against Saudi Arabia's Shia community. The cleric criticized the country's ruling system and called for political reform. Riyadh has launched a harsh crackdown against Shia protesters since 2011. The activists are demanding a greater say in the way their country is run. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Colin Cavell, who is a political commentator, joining us live now via Skype from West Virginia. So, Mr. Cavell, does the Saudi royalty essentially fear clerics who speak the truth?
They fear anyone who speaks the truth, Walker. They fear anybody who calls for any type of democratic reform, and that's why the king, King Abdullah, has issued an edict a few months ago that will jail anybody who calls for any reform in the kingdom, who calls for any type of criticism against the ruling family. What Sheikh Tawfiq al-Amr has done is peacefully criticize and call for political reform in the kingdom. And for that, he gets jailed for 8 years. This is atrocious. This is a crime against humanity.
And yet, Mr. Cavell, you know, the United States stands by its Saudi ally, though you see, you know, its Saudi ally has been, you know, brought up time and again for its responsibility towards a human rights violations within the own country and obviously the spread of groups like ISIL, ISIS throughout the region as well.
You're quite correct. What the Saudi government, these apostates who claim to be the custodian of the two holy mosques, they do not understand that Allah has given us all freedom of conscience. Human beings are given a mind to think for themselves, and because of that, political power arises up from the people, and not like the House of Saud claims that Allah has deemed them to be rulers in perpetuity forever in the Arabian Peninsula. This is a false belief. This is the belief of apostates. Rather than being the custodian of the two holy mosques, they are the proverbial foxes guarding the hen house. They are the wolves in the forest threatening everyone. They are the snakes in the pit.
And finally, Mr. Cavell, how serious and severe do you think the blowback will be from all of these Saudi oppression, either within the country or outside?
Well, if it were publicized in the United States, there would be severe criticism, because such jailing of peaceful protests, of freedom of conscience, is intolerable in this country. And that's why the United States keeps quiet, that we're supporting a totalitarian dictatorship in Saudi Arabia. This is one of the worst governments on the face of the earth. It is an autocratic, monarchical regime that tolerates no democratic aspects of its culture at all. And this is intolerable. It is a crime against humanity. The United Nations should condemn the government, the regime of Saudi Arabia, this regime ruled by one family, the foxes guarding the hen house.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate you speaking to us. That was Colin Cavell speaking to us live from West Virginia.